They looked towards old Hastings Street, the place where folks would meet and greet, and businesses sprung up on all its blocks. An avenue of energy and wondrous musicality, and even my own father's record shop. So Hastings was the kind of place both hip and righteous had their space. The sinners and the sanctified, they lived. Reverend C.L. Franklin hooped and squalled, and working girls walked past nightfall, and House of Diggs received all in the end. Aretha Franklin with her dad, the hold they had was ironclad on gospel fans that listened Sunday nights. New Bethel Church, the epicenter, my dad recorded them, remember? And they all three were legends overnight. John Lee Hooker would come and stop in front of old Joe's record shop, where blues was sung and sold and they'd get down. And up the street, if you forgot, they hung at Sonny Wilson's spot, the legendary longest bar in town. But not just songs were cultivated. Hastings Street was concentrated, businesses and black entrepreneurs. With restaurants and pharmacies and beauty shops and stores, you see, the hustle and the enterprise endured.